Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
LinkedIn is shutting down operations in China, citing government regulations. Dina, LinkedIn has been in China since 2014. What has changed?
It's just become significantly, according to the words of LinkedIn, quote, significantly more challenging operating environment and greater compliance requirements in China. The Chinese government has been cracking down on technology companies, including its own domestic technology companies. LinkedIn was really increasingly finding itself betwixt and between on both sides. They were both being asked to do more in terms of censorship. The New York Times reported earlier this year that LinkedIn executives were reprimanded by China's internet regulator for failing to control political content. And on the other side, they were being criticized for the censorship and controlling that they were doing. In May, Bloomberg reported a prominent critic of China based in the UK said LinkedIn froze his account. And there were other instances like that where human rights workers were complaining about the ways they were being censored. It was just becoming increasingly difficult for LinkedIn to do business.
So did it cost more money, or was it just politically challenging?
Most likely the latter. They didn't detail that, but they weren't left with a lot of room between what they wanted to do in terms of free speech and human rights and what the Chinese government was requiring them to do. The significance here, though, it can't really be overstated. LinkedIn was really, it was the last major U.S. social media provider in China, and it was a rare example of a U.S. tech success there. They were one of the few people that seemed like they could make it work. To the extent that they now have said that they cannot, it doesn't really leave room for example of anybody else being able to.
I wonder if this could be a win in some way for LinkedIn, because they could, say, well, if we can't have freedom, we just don't want to be there.
Well, I think it is challenging for them, actually. They had about 52 million users on mainland China. Those are people that they won't be able to support in the same way. I think LinkedIn tried to put a brave face on it by saying, well, they're going to introduce instead a service that just does jobs, not all of the social aspects of LinkedIn. And the company said in a blog post, well, the social part wasn't getting that much usage in China anyway. So I think they tried to put a brave face on it, but it's hard to see it as a positive. And it, again, it makes it hard to see what a possible way forward could be for U.S. companies trying to do business in China. LinkedIn's parent company, Microsoft, has itself had both its successes and dramatic challenges trying to do business in China. And its revenues there remain very far below what it seems like they should be given the vast number of software and internet users in China.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a big market to stay out of. Twitter, Facebook, and Google, have certainly found that out.
Absolutely, but it is very difficult to do business there and to figure out how to make it work, how to make money on it, and how to navigate the challenges of what the Chinese government wants and increasingly what the U.S. government wants. And remember, Microsoft and a lot of other U.S. technology companies have been caught in between the trade tensions between the U.S. government and the Chinese government as well. And at the same time, the government of Chinese President Xi Jinping has increasingly been cracking down on domestic technology companies in China. Some of China's biggest names, Alibaba, Tencent, Didi, earlier this week, China boosted staffing in its anti-competitive authority to look at Chinese companies. There are new regulations there that are being imposed on Chinese domestic technology companies. So it's really a challenging landscape right now for companies in China, both Chinese and foreign, that want to excel in the tech industry there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.